107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Put September 28th in your calendar. We're going to tell you why. Perth East and West Perth Fire Department is here. We have Jess Jaritsma and Shay Harrod, the All-Stars, joining us here in the studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Never had that title before, but appreciate
it. Come on. Absolutely. So September 28th, we're talking about that date. Why is that an important date, Jess?
So third annual Test Your Smoke Alarm Day in Ontario is September 28th. It's gone on for now the third year in a row. The campaign from the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office is called Save by the Beep. And essentially, we're just trying to promote, you know, everything has a day now. So we decided that we should have a dedicated day for Ontarians to test their smoke alarms. We know that people probably aren't as much as they maybe should be. And we know that from the statistics that many people who have fires in their home do not have working smoke alarms in their home. So the testing piece is very important.
Okay. And, you know, we're thinking, just before we were getting on air here, we're talking about how this is quite a busy time. You got back to school, back to work, back from the cottage, that sort of thing. But take some time on September 28th to test your smoke alarms. It makes such a difference.
It does. It's just another one of those things that, like you said, when we get busy, we forget about those little things, but those little things are generally the things that are most important. And when it comes to fire safety, having a working smoke alarm, and by working meaning testing that smoke alarm on a regular basis to ensure it is working, is a very important piece of the puzzle. So it's just really awareness. We just want people to get the message that it's something that can happen in your home, and a smoke alarm is your first line of defense. It will alert you in case of a fire and give you the much needed time to escape your home.
Yeah, and it's about checking those batteries. So basically your smoke alarm to make sure it's working still properly. Just kind of hit that button. If it beeps, it's good. Is that sort of the thing, Shay? Is that what kind of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, every smoke alarm has a test button. You just got to hit that until you hear the beep. If it doesn't beep or if there's like a chirp, then it means that it may need to be replaced or some new batteries in it.
That's right. It's usually that chirp that you're like, where is that coming from? I'm not. It's the smoke alarm and it needs to be changed. And again, I guess a reminder, because some smoke alarms are sort of built in or built in electrically, but they do have batteries that expire. Is that fair to say?
Yes, some of the batteries expire or they need to be changed. Smoke alarms do have an expiry date. They typically last 10 years. So after that 10 years, they do have to be fully replaced, the whole unit. And then there are the interconnected smoke alarms. They do have a 10-year lithium ion battery that is sealed for 10 years. So those alarms don't need a new battery. But after that 10 years, the whole unit will need to be replaced.
Okay, that's good to know. And those expiry dates are usually on the smoke alarms. Is that right?
They'll either be on the back, the manufacturer date, so 10 years from that date, or on the side, it'll tell you what year to replace it in.
And what we've talked about in the past, if that smoke alarm is painted over or anything like that, just replace it right now. Maybe don't wait till September 28th. Replace it right now.
Exactly. Well, we're in pumpkin spice season right now, and we've always said if your smoke alarm looks like your pumpkin spice latte, it is likely time to replace it.
Yeah, there's that too. There you go. It's Saved by the Beep. And again, with the great people at Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, and that really segues into home escape plans that we should be thinking about too.
Yes, 100%. So it's one thing to have the alarm and ensure that it's working and that it goes off in the case of a fire, but then really, what's your next steps? And that's where the home escape plan comes in. So talk to your family, have a plan in place. So where are all the exits? Do I have two exits out of every room? Do I know where the exit doors to my house are? And essentially, it's like a fire drill. So we know lots of kids do those fire drills in school. They're mandated to do at school. We should be doing those at home. We spend a lot of time there, and especially, you know, the alarm might go off in the middle of the night. If your child doesn't know what a smoke alarm sounds like, they're probably going to be scared. They're probably going to be confused. It's dark. So there's those, all those unknown factors. When we have a plan and we talk about it, we let the kids hear the smoke alarms go off and they know what to do and they know where to go, it brings that sense of sort of calm and they have control over the situation, as opposed to if they're not sure, you know, they might get scared, they might hide. And those are things we really don't want. So know your plan, talk about it with your family. It takes literally 10 minutes maybe of your time to do this. Have a place outside where you're all going to meet and you can meet the fire department if you do have an emergency in your home.
That is awesome. Some great advice there. And speaking of which, we have some contests going on and some trivia too. Everybody loves trivia. So what's happening with this?
Yeah, so we thought just just to promote the day and get our residents involved, we're going to launch next week a coloring contest for kids with a smoke alarm and a coloring sheet that they can enter a draw to win a prize. And then we're also going to have a trivia contest. So questions about smoke alarms and right. Do you know the facts about smoke alarms? You can answer on our socials and you'll be entered for a draw there. So
okay, so watch the socials. We'll share it on our, of course, socials, Facebook page, Instagram, that sort of thing, and at mystraffordnow.com. Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, Saved by the Beep. It is September 28th. And before we let you go, how was the summer? You had a very busy summer, especially with the kids over the summertime.
We did. Lots of station visits from the kids, camp kids, the library programs came to see us. We visited a lot of programs throughout the community. So it was a very busy summer, just educating, spreading our message of smoke alarm testing, home escape planning, and just really having fun with the kids and letting them see, sort of bring them into our life of the fire world and show them the ropes.
Yeah, how about for you, Shay? Was it a good summer overall?
Super awesome. Yeah, I always love having the kids out to see the fire trucks. It's always a good time. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the fall now.
Absolutely. And again, check your smoke alarm. Saved by the Beep is September 28th with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. But now I'm thinking pumpkin spice. I'm getting.
So are we. Maybe going to go for a latte next.
Jess and Shay, thank you so much. Great information here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.